Welcome. In today's episode, we will focus on how can we healthfully communicate during this season that is meant to be beautiful, but can also be extremely stressful. Hi, welcome back to Soul Speak. I am Meg Michelson. Thank you very much for being here, for liking, for sharing, for rating. Right now, we are in this beautiful season of celebration. It is December 2024 for anyone that is listening now. And this also tends to be the season of stress. In addition, we started a Mercury in retrograde and we have a Mars in retrograde. If any of you are interested at all in astrology, I find it fascinating and quite accurate. So during this time of a Mercury retrograde, we have mishaps with communication, with electronics, with travel, both airline, cars, etc. And who wants that during the holiday season, right? But it's true, it happens. And it's also the Mars retrograde. And during that time, we can have less energy. We can feel like things are a little more sluggish. And we can also be more irritable. So it's to pay attention to how we're feeling. All of these things, you know, that are going on externally absolutely affect us internally. And how much and our reaction is completely up to us. And of course, we are still in this big time of change. We're in huge change energy. We're seeing it everywhere. We're feeling it. And it feels sometimes like we're climbing uphill more than we are skiing downhill. And also remember, in retrograde, things come back from the past. People come back, situations come back, or someone comes back that reminds us of a different person. Why is that? Why during a retrograde do things come back or mishaps happen? Because we're meant to slow down. So during this season of the holiday season, you know, we're in December and then we go into January, we all want to be getting things done and there's more parties or there's shopping, there's more activities. If you have kids at their school, there's a lot that needs to be taken care of. And even if your life is a little more peaceful, oftentimes the people around you are a little more stressed, which of course affects us because we don't live in a cave. So what do we do? Well, when we're in these times of stress, first pay attention. What is the pattern that we run? What is my pattern when I'm stressed out? How is that affecting me? And then pay attention. How is it affecting those people around me? Because every time I'm reacting in stressful ways, it is affecting those people around me. You know, it's like when you take a pebble and you throw it in a pond and there's the ripple effect. Well, remember, that's our energy. So when we are feeling stressed, what is the pattern that you're running? And is it healthy? Do we go in? Do we become more irritable? Do we need more external substances? Do we shop more? What is the pattern? And is it healthy for my being? During this time, of course, during this season where there's lots to do or people around us have lots to do, we might be more tired. We might be more irritable. Give ourselves a break. Give ourselves a break. Because when we are in a time of stress, or because we're in retrograde, things might not be working out just how we want them to be. Or maybe the income isn't coming in that you want. Or there's too many things going on. Or your schedule's way too tied up. Or you're having a lot of miscommunication with people. Those are the times to slow down, not speed ahead and try to fix everything, but to notice, God, I'm feeling more irritated today. I'm feeling grumpier today. I don't want to be around anybody right now. My life sucks. And maybe it really doesn't, but in that moment you feel it does. Those are times to just pull back. If you're in an office setting or a work setting or even home and there's people all around you, you just go in the bathroom for a little bit of time. Pull yourself away. Go for a walk. Get into that space of, I just need to be alone a little bit. It is not a bad thing to be alone or even to want to be alone. It's a necessity so we can continue to get to know ourselves and wake up more. Now, this time of year with families and motherhood, moms often put themselves last. When some parents, some dads do too, of course. And when we're asked to do something and we feel like we can't meet everybody's needs Our partner might not be as giving, or we're single parents. We start to feel the burden because we don't want to disappoint. And then we start to get crabby to our kids. Why can it be so hard for some of us to just say no, or to possibly put our emotional and physical needs first? Now, I've said this, I'm a recovering pleaser. I know this pattern all too well. Lifelong journey. What if, however, we chose to remember that we are more than physical beings? We are more than this lifetime. We are souls living a human experience. Every moment of possible discord, every moment of possible discord with ourselves or with others is always an opportunity to create a closer connection to our divine energy, our spirit. What if every moment we decided to try to remind ourselves, to allow ourselves to co-create and wake up to our true self, our authentic self, our wide awake self, where we feel like every one of our chakras is connected, our body is in alignment. We feel like, wow, I am fully present. When was the last time you felt fully present? Because it's really hard to be fully present when we don't hear someone who's talking to us, or our mind is racing in a million things. Fully present means I am here. I can use my five senses. I remember where I set my keys. I remember driving down the road. I remember what that person just asked me. I remember what my child's name is. I grew up in a family of 10 living children at that time. And my mom would always say, whoever you are, you know your name, because she had so much to do, so much going on in her mind. What if we decided to be present more often? And it is not easy. But then we will remember who we're talking to. Then we will remember the conversation. Then we might remember what we have to do. Then we might actually get less stressed, waking up to our true and connected awake self. Now, during the times we're in now, I was having a meditation. I had this beautiful vision of we're like the night sky. If you go outside and you see one star as it becomes dusk, you know, and then you see a star and the moon is out, and then you might see another star and then another, and then the sky becomes fully illuminated. Because when the sky is light, we can't see all the stars. But as the sky gets darker, then we can see more stars. And the darker the sky gets, the greater the stars illuminate the sky. You know, when you travel outside the city, it can be unbelievably awesome. I was driving years ago into Wyoming or Montana, one of the two, and pulled over, got out of my car, and just looked up at the stars. It was unbelievable. So awesome. You know, just produces that ah. What if we realized as humans, we are just like that? When we realize we are soul beings, magnificent, unstoppable soul beings that are trying to squeeze into this human experience. And we've gone through the river of forgetfulness on our way here, so we forget how magnificent and unstoppable we are. And then we live a little small, or we live with too much stress, or we live with too much worry, and we live with too many have-nots. And we live with, I can't please everybody energy. However, we are always as bright as the full astral sky. Just like the night sky, those stars don't just come up here, they're already there. It's just the darkness allows them to show forth. And in order to really feel that we have this great potential, whatever that is, in order to feel that way and to realize how magnificent we are, we need to allow the darkness. We need to allow the clouds to pass. We need to allow to sit in the unknown so we can get back to our full illumination. And that doesn't mean we are all meant to be Rembrandt or we're all meant to get to the moon. That's not what this means. Maybe our full illumination is to become a lovely communicator or to learn to be fully present with those people around us. Whatever our full potential is, we need to allow the darkness in order to realize it. Whenever we have a challenge, we can learn to pause and reflect first. And each time we do that, we are strengthening that pathway within our mind, getting back into being more awake, more alive, less stressed out communicators. A mom I know was so disappointed in herself for not responding to her daughter's question in a way she hoped. She snapped. She just felt too much pressure, and her daughter asked a question about wanting to do something with her. That was a lovely question, but she felt so full that she just snapped at her daughter. And then, of course, she felt guilty. And she wished she would have done it differently because the question was lovely. And of course, she wants to spend time with her daughter. Why does that happen? Because we're tired, because we're pushing ourselves too much. Sometimes when we push ourselves so much, we don't realize how tired we are. And then, of course, we want to keep pleasing people, not disappointing people. And then we make a mistake. We communicate irrationally. We communicate with too much anger. Or we just keep pushing ourselves, and then we get sick because our bodies can only tolerate so much. And we weaken our immune system when we are pushing ourselves to do too much. We need sleep. Every body needs sleep. Every body needs rest. And this is a perfect time to do it, even though we might not buy all the gifts that we're supposed to buy. We could do an experience instead. We could switch it up. We could tell the truth. We might actually be less tired if we allow ourselves time to be. This month with the multi-retrograde energy around us, and it is, and the holidays right in front of us, and all the things that are on our plate and all the people we want to please and the food we want to make and the gifts we want to buy and the parties we want to have and the parties we want to attend. We're also being asked to quiet our mind, to be choosy. Now, I said last week about really looking at our schedule. Really look at our schedule. Make time for self. Make time for quiet. Make time to look at the stars so we can really connect with all the beauty we are, and we can remember, oh yeah, that's me up there. I'm all those stars into one. And if I let myself sit in the darkness, in the unknown, not with so much pressure and stress, I will actually see it more often. I will actually communicate more healthfully, more kindly, more truthfully, in soft ways. We are being asked to quiet our minds, to react less, and to just be, to be more, not to be more with others, not to be what everyone wants us to be, but just to be present to ourselves, to be present to those around us, to sometimes just sit down and pet your dog or your cat, your monkey, sit and do nothing, sit and look at the stars, sit and wonder. That's how we alleviate all of that miscommunication, by allowing ourselves to be, to learn to trust that even though things might not be working out now as we hoped, it will again. It will again. Thinking our way through doesn't change our existence. It oftentimes causes way more mishap. But we can inhale, drop our shoulders. If our shoulders are tight, inhale, give yourself the moment, drop the shoulders. Allow self to listen to self. Allow self to listen to our higher power, to listen to the night sky, to listen to our higher selves, to listen to those people we love. Make that a priority during this season. Make that the gift you give others. Instead of rushing around, breaking our banks, you know, I realized here it is December 4th, and I haven't done any Christmas shopping at all. I've been so busy. And my previous pleaser self would be feeling so much stress around it. Full disclosure, I'm feeling a little stress, of course, because I'm still a pleaser. However, I'm also recognizing my people love me, and they want me healthy. They don't want me stressed out, just like I don't want them stressed out. So everyone will understand. And that's life. That's how we treasure ourselves and others. Instead of rushing around, spending more than we have, both time and money. Stop hurting our bodies. Stop carrying those heavy loads on our shoulders to make everyone else happy so we feel good about ourselves, or so we feel liked, or so we're not making people sad. But we get to create what's good for us too. Instead of trying to create what we think makes everyone else happy, and then come Christmas, we're cranky, or our kids come home from school, or our spouse comes home from school, and we're cranky because we've been doing way too much. Remember that people love us for who we are, not what we do, not what we give them. That our kids want calm conversation more than they want a new video game. They want to be heard. They want to be valued by who they are. Even though our society oftentimes is very escapist, so kids can play video games or be on their phone for hours, really what we want is connection. So they're trying to connect externally because they don't know how to connect with those people in their home, perhaps, unless we, of course, lead the way and teach them. They might not know right away that they don't want that video game, but at the end of the day, they will remember the times that we had that were of beauty, of calm. Walks, take a night walk with your kids, blow bubbles when it's cold out and the bubbles freeze outside. They'll remember those times. And we can work toward understanding that my self-esteem is not tied up in other people's view of me. My self-esteem is about myself and my connection to my higher power. A woman I know entered a new family, married into a new family, and she's trying so hard to please that family. So she gets so overwhelmed with the duties around her house, and then she freezes. She looks around and sees there is so much to do, and she feels alone in it because she's trying to please and she doesn't want to ask anybody for help. And then she doesn't even know where to begin. That can happen in all of our lives in one way or another. Think about what part of your life you are trying to make other people happy, and it's working against you because you feel alone. You know, some people have too many bills and not enough income, or too many responsibilities and not enough time. And then we feel alone. Or some people really are controlling and they like to do it all themselves. What's underneath that, first of all? There's always something underneath that, a reason. Too many people need or want us. We can't do it all. And then we feel alone. But we're not meant to feel alone because we're not alone. We got to slow down, go inward. Wait a minute. What's the reality here? Isn't it important to ask for help because we expect other people to? So we want to lead by example. Then we can have healthier communication instead of doing it all and being resentful because nobody's helping. Otherwise, when we're overwhelmed, we might freeze. And then we don't know what to do, right? Then our body starts to hurt and our head hurts and we have anxiety. We go into a shadow pattern, anxiety, looking for an external substance to calm us, you know, like wine or THC or whatever, shopping. What do? Trying to fix other people instead of looking inward. We're trying to help other people find their stars because sometimes it's easier, right? It's sometimes harder to go into the unknown with ourselves, but that is how we create a healthier environment around us and with how we communicate. We've got to allow ourselves to be okay with those unknowns and sit in that. And remember, because there's so much around us that is shifting and changing, it is so important to pay attention to what does my body need. This time of year often causes a lot of SAD, seasonal affect disorder. I was talking to a woman that came into a well house the other day, and she gets just totally jazzed on those overcast days. And then another person's like, I really need a different place to stay because there's way too much overcast. It's causing me to be down. Some people have seasonal affect. Some people don't. Doesn't make you wrong if you do, but then we got to give ourselves the things we need. So we feel more peace. We feel less irritable. We feel like we want to be connected. But if we're connected all the time with people 24/7, that's too much. We got to build in that time for self, right? And then we can look forward to having connection time. However, it's not really healthy connection time if you're alone and in the pit of despair, thinking that life sucks and worrying about everything. That's not what we really mean by alone time. Alone time that is nurturing. Alone time that allows us to feel like we are taking care of self. So know what your body needs. That truly contributes to healthy relationships with self and others. Now, if we're eating poorly, and this is the time of year where we might eat a lot of junk, break that up a little bit. Make sure you're at least drinking water, taking your vitamins. Or maybe you're watching too much downer TV. You don't need that, right? I like to watch comedies when I'm too busy because that totally breaks up all the tension and stress in my body. I was watching Ted Lasso, and this cute couple is spending a lot of time together, and the woman in there finally just blew up at him. You're with me all the time. And first he got hurt, and he just walked away and was angry for a few days. And then he had an aha. Ah, it's too much. We get to have that, right? And then we can go back and correct. So what your body needs, even if you don't give it to yourself in the moment, pay attention to when can I? I'm going to put that in my schedule soon. Every day, a little bit of something. Instead of taking it so personally when someone needs space, say, this is a time where maybe I could take space. I can give my child or my partner a little time alone, and I can use that time to do something good for me. So it's all in how we look at something. Instead of, what's wrong with me? They don't want to spend time with me. Or they're going to be hurt if I want time alone. God, I hear that a lot from people. I don't want to tell them I want time alone because they're going to take it personally. Well, then that's a good thing to work out with each other in a healthy, communicative way. We want to tune in, say, what do I need? And in order to do that, we have to allow the quiet. We have to allow the darkness so those beautiful stars can become more illuminated. And then we feel so much healthier. And then we communicate with much more kindness and authenticity to those around us. Remember, our bodies will always tell us because the body is the conduit. The soul comes in into this body for this earthly experience. And so they have a great connection. We want to be a part of that, right? So we got to connect the soul and the body. Connect the soul and the body. A woman that I know had a lot of pain in her shin because she tends to be hard on herself. Our legs, bottom of the feet to the tailbone, that first chakra is where we can be stuck. So where you have pain there, take a moment, ask. And really hers was about she is really hard on herself. She felt that tightness, that old pattern. And every time she was feeling stuck and really hard on herself and lonely, that pain in the shin would come back. Breathe into it. Pain in the shoulders, overwhelm. Breathe into it. Give yourself that gift. Because then you are way better for yourself, but you're also way better for all those people around us. When we feel overwhelmed, we spend much too much time in our head, much too much time overthinking, trying to solve a problem with thoughts over and over and over. What can I do? How can I fix this? A friend of mine used to say, I got to figure it out. I just got to keep figuring it out. And she never really figured it out, right? We don't. We have to step back and let the aha come because we might get a solution that we never even thought was possible. But when our heads start to think too much, the rest of the body goes right with it. Stress, fear, anxiety, physical pain, tightness. When you think too much, pay attention to where it migrates next. The throat, the neck. Oftentimes, we end up with a really tight neck when we are thinking too much. Why? It's like this big ball of hard thoughts, and then we're trying to breathe and go through our day, and we end up with a headache, and then we have to lay down and rest. We could alleviate that. It's good to lay down and rest when you have a headache, absolutely, except we don't have to let it get to that point. when we're starting to feel too much thinking, do a down dog or do a forward fold. Or lay on the ground and wrap a towel under your neck. You know, I've talked about this before, and we'll continue to talk about it because it's so key. How we treat our body, paying attention to the signals, really affects our relationship with others because we don't live in isolation. So that woman that was so stressed about trying to please the family she was married into, what could she do different? How can she shift that so she doesn't feel alone and now resentful about those people around us? Well, perhaps she can write down what she really wants. She can write some sentences. What's happening here? How do I want this to look? Maybe I don't have to do it all. Maybe I can ask them for help. But first, I got to write down what it is I'm doing. Because sometimes we think we're doing a lot more than we are because our mind is taking over and it's exhausting. That schedule I talked about last week, I really encourage all of us to do that. Get a schedule, get a new schedule. Build in nurturing time for self. Yes, exercise. And also emotional nurturing time, where you can sit by the fire and read a book or just sit by the fire. Do some things. Maybe take a walk. Not an aggressive energy walk. That's one thing. But just a nurturing walk where you're looking at the trees and you're in appreciation or for the night sky so we can remember how incredible we are. We can get so caught in our patterns, that all of a sudden we're running from that stuck energy. And then we forget what we're doing or we trip over our own feet because we're not in the body, we're in our head. So looking at where do you feel stuck? What part of your life? And sometimes just taking a breath, pulling the shoulders up to the ear, dropping them back, putting a hand on a belly and asking, okay, why do I allow myself to stay stuck here? The throat will always guide you too, because when we feel stuck, we feel a tightness in our throat or a lump in our throat. Body will tell you to give it time. What is that pattern that you go to when you feel stuck? Time to notice that too. When you feel the discomfort of life, what is your go-to shadow pattern, that one that isn't helping? What can you do instead? Maybe at the end of the day, you feel like you need alcohol. Instead, why don't you turn on good music and have a cup of tea? Or maybe just get outside and stretch your arms up to the sky and take a few breaths until you feel the thoughts go. Because we do escapist patterns because we oftentimes can't get rid of those uncomfortable feelings. So we gravitate towards something external, but it can be something healthy external. The sky, a book, just being in wonder or doing some breathing. Those are all things that are healthy patterns to break those challenging thoughts. You know, as we evolve, and we are hopefully always evolving, whether we allow it or we're pushed into it, that's why we're here, to evolve, to become more awake. We want to make sure we're not expecting perfection of ourselves. We want to make sure to remind ourselves that this is a journey of exploration. We're students here. We're going to make mistakes. We're not going to get it right all the time. If we can get it right sometimes, we get to celebrate that. Because at the end of the day, if we die tomorrow, what legacy do we want to live? What do we want people to remember? That maybe we were present for them. That maybe we treated ourselves well too. Because when people come into our energetic environment, isn't it beautiful when we can welcome them and be happy to see them because we've taken such good care of ourselves? Have a beautiful week. And I hope so much that you enjoy this holiday season and find ways to reduce the stress and communicate with self and others in more kind, authentic, joyful ways. Thank you so much for being here.
Hey, listen.
listeners, thank you so much for being part of the Soul Speak world. I really appreciate that. And if you're willing, and if you find this of value, would you please follow on any of the platforms you're listening to, whether that's Apple or Spotify or Google or any of the platforms. And of course, I love the ratings if you find this valuable. You can also follow me on YouTube and like and share. And all of that really makes a difference. Appreciate your participation. And of course, I really appreciate you being part of this world.